Finally, ketamine crossed back into commercial drug development. In 2009, Johnson & Johnson lured away Husseini Manji, a prominent NIH researcher who'd worked on the drug, to run its neuroscience division. J&J didn't hire him explicitly to develop ketamine into a new pharmaceutical, but a few years into his tenure, Kenji decided to look into it. This time it would come in a nasal spray form of esketamine, a close chemical cousin. That would allow for patent protection. Further, the nasal spray removes some of the challenges that an IV form of the drug would present. Psychiatrists, for one thing, aren't typically equipped to administer IV drugs in their offices. While these wheels were slowly turning, some doctors, mostly psychiatrists and anesthesiologists, took action. Around 2012, they started opening ketamine clinics. Dozens have now popped up in major metropolitan areas. Insurance typically won't touch it, but at these centers, people can pay about $500 for an infusion of the drug. It was at one time a cultural phenomenon. A 2015 Bloomberg Businessweek story called it the club drug cure. Since then, the sense of novelty has dissipated. In September, the American Society of Ketamine Physicians convened its first medical meeting about the unconventional use of the drug. A ketamine clinic can be the way out of this scenario for people with access and means. For Dana Manning, a 53-year-old Maine resident who suffers from bipolar disorder, $500 is out of reach. "I want to die every day," she says. After trying to end her life in 2003 by overdosing on a cocktail of drugs including Xanax and Percocet, Manning tried virtually every drug approved for bipolar disorder. None stopped the mood swings. In 2010, the depression came back so intensely that she could barely get out of bed and had to quit her job as a medical records specialist. Electroconvulsion therapy, the last-ditch treatment for depressed patients who don't respond to drugs, didn't help. Her psychiatrist went deep into the medical literature to find options and finally suggested ketamine. He was even able to get the state Medicaid program to cover it, she says. She received a total of 4 weekly infusions before she moved to Pennsylvania, where there were more family members nearby to care for her.